This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. The big news in the music industry last week was about a, quote, good faith agreement to bring more independent music to the airwaves. Four of the biggest radio station groups, Clear Channel, Entercom Communications, CBS Radio, and Citadel Broadcasting, pledged to devote 8,400 half hours of programming to independent artists. But exactly why would they do that? Well, the indie deal comes fresh on the heels of another radio shakeup. Those same four station groups will also pay a cumulative $12.5 million to settle a consent decree by the Federal Communications Commission targeting the problem of payola. Payola is essentially bribery. It's when stations are paid by record companies or their representatives to play certain songs, and it's plagued radio for as long as there's been radio. The fines slapped on the stations were the product of an investigation that began in New York, where even larger fines were levied. Paul Porter, a former broadcaster, is co-founder of the nonpartisan think tank Industry Ears. He thinks it'll be hard to separate payola from radio. He's seen it firsthand.
Way back when I first got started in the late 70s, payola came in different forms. It could come from a little bag of weed to $50 to a dinner at the Chinese restaurant to a plane ticket. And over the years, it's really, turned into big money.
So you're not saying it's gone from a little bag of weed to a giant bag of weed. It's gone corporate, has it?
Yeah, it's gone corporate and the stakes are up. You know, with the Telecom Act and consolidation, you know, there were a lot more owners before this. And, you know, when the Clear Channels of the world went from 40 stations to 1,200 stations in 2 years, you had one corporate playlist and, you know, the stakes went up. So instead of the $50 in a dinner, it's $20,000 in a truck for your radio station and trips to Europe and all the things that the local musician can't compete with.
Payola obviously is corrupt, but the public is harmed specifically how?
Well, first of all, the airwaves are public airwaves, and radio stations are supposed to reflect forms of localism and news information and even the music that they play in. And when these companies that aggressively were bought in the late 90s, they lost all of that.
We've heard most recently about payola in a big investigation by then New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. He's now the governor, which in turn led to an FCC investigation that resulted in this landmark settlement. Tell me about that Spitzer case.
What they uncovered was tons of illegal activity. The Spitzer investigation came up with some guidelines and some rules. It hasn't changed payola, but in total, they came up with $36 million worth of fines that came from various record distribution companies. And once all that stuff got into the limelight, the FCC were forced to investigate.
Well, I mean, the numbers are still big. The fine that these four broadcast conglomerates are paying is $12.5 million.
You think that's big?
That's not chicken feed.
Ah, that's chicken feed when you talk to companies that make billions of dollars. That's going to come out of, you know, a couple of Christmas bonuses. Look, just add it up. If New York State fined for one state $36 million and the FCC, who's the governing body, is fining $12 million for the, you know, I mean, the numbers really don't add up.
Hmm. And furthermore, nobody has admitted any wrongdoing. What exactly does the consent decree dictate for these broadcasters?
Well, the consent decree basically says they're not guilty of anything, but they're going to put in certain safeguards where they're policing themselves. And if they police themselves in the first place, we wouldn't be at this point. The part of the agreement that really everybody's sort of talking about and thinking is something is the 8,400 hours of independent music that are supposed to be aired on these radio stations in retribution. But this document is not through the FCC. This is a separate agreement.
I thought that the 8,400 hours was in the final agreement.
It's not enforceable by the FCC. That's where everybody's fooled. The FCC announced it, but they have no enforcement oversight at all.
I gather it's your opinion that the that this consent agreement is just window dressing, and that lobbyists have intimidated the FCC and made them bend to their will. Can you tell me how?
First of all, the RIAA,
the Recording Industry Association of America.
Yeah, when the FCC wanted to add the indie music component, the RIAA's lawyers struck a deal with the FCC to say, hey, man, you do this, we're taking you to court. So the FCC walked away. You know, all I can do is hope that it's a step in the right direction.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Paul Porter is co-founder of the policy group Industry Ears.